So, okay, I'm recording, just as a warning. So we're here at the September Invercargill Vegan Study Potluck, and my voice sounds different because I've got a hell of a head cold, and we had someone else pull out because they got arthritis, what was it? No, asthma, that's the one, because he's like, I don't know, 5 years old or something, so yeah, arthritis. And so I feel like I'm sounding like Barry White, but not quite as sexual, but hopefully it does something for my naturally high and whiny voice to be a little bit deeper on the register. And so here today we have, for the first time talking, we have my friend Steve and someone. They made a wonderful pecan pie, is that right?
Yeah, well actually my name's James and Giant Peach. And I brought the pecan pie, and inside's like a poisonous substance, but no one knows until you're going to force
it. Catherine, have you read that one? James and the Giant Peach?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's like what? Grasshopper, and there's the silkworm, and the... I love that book. I made a movie. Well, it was an awesome pecan pie, and is this like the first time you guys made it?
Yeah, it was actually. Well, Amber made it.
Who's so. Amber?
I don't know. Maybe she's not here. Maybe I'm just imagining it.
Well, it worked great, and whoever Amber is there, she should get a raise or something. And we have my friend Dan here. And Dan, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
You don't have a deeper voice from a head cold or something?
I could.
I'll just stay over here so you don't change. What did you make today?
I made a peanut butter and chocolate slice with biscuits and coconut.
Is there a certain kind of biscuit that you used?
You can use any, just nice, wine, whatever vegan ones. Just a plain biscuit, crumbled up. And I bought some chia seed salted almond milk.
Oh, okay. And does it have like magic powers, chia seeds and almond milk? Or?
Yep. It makes you full for longer. So it's really good for breakfast shakes, and it's really good omega fats for vegetarians.
Ah, because I remember our friend Susan Elias from Auckland. Hi, Susan. She was making this thing called Tiffin. Oh, I'll ask you. This thing called Tiffin, which is like a confectionery thing, and she needed a certain kind of biscuit, and we didn't like have it in Invercargill for some reason, but it's in Auckland. And Catherine.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
What did you make today?
Korma.
Korma?
Yes.
Wasn't it aggressive? Like, what music
was it? It was aggressive, Korma, yes. Offspring.
Oh, what songs?
Killboy Powerhead, mostly.
Oh, it sounds wonderful for a vegan butler class. Would you like to give a rendition of it?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just commit internet piracy and I'll include a clip of it. And I had a little bit and it didn't make me feel too aggressive, but...
Wait a while.
It kicks in. And Russell, what did you bring today?
I bought a bean dip, and I cheated because unfortunately I had a time restriction, and I actually purchased some corn chips.
Oh, you disgust me.
Non-DMO, of course.
So... And we had
best salsa ever, best chili ever.
And we had Kerry stop by as well. And what did Kerry bring? Like these brownies?
Brownies and Oreo truffles.
Ah, that's right. And the Oreo truffles, which you'll see in the photos, they look kind of like Mallow Puffs, but they're like deceptively like Mallow Puffy on the outside, and then they're like really fancy truffle stuff on the inside.
Is that equivalent of vegan cocaine?
You heard it. The equivalent of vegan cocaine.
How good they are, and they give you such a high.
Well, this has been the September potluck, and yeah, hope you'll join us sometime.